Revi, the Kohanim were divided into 24 groups called Mishmaris. Each Mishmar did the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash for approximately 2 1-week periods during the year. And the Parsha here will tell us that a Kohen may bring a Korban even at a time when it is not his Mishmar's turn. And that is when he brings his own private Korban, whether it be a voluntary Korban or a Korban like a Chatos or an Osham that are brought as an obligation. He may be Makrevit even if it's not his Mishmar's turn. Also, a Kohen may be Makrev the Korbanos that are brought for the Sholesh Regolim, even if his Mishmar is not serving at that time. And the Pasuk says inside, V'chiyovai ha-Levi, and when the Levi will come, and Rashi says that the word Levi in this Pasuk means the Kohen, when the Kohen will come, Me'achat she'arecha, from one of your cities, Mikol Yisrael, from all of Yisrael, Asher hu garsham, where he lives over there. Uvo b'chol avas nafshoi, and he will come with any desire of his soul, El ha-mokom asher yivchar Hashem, to the place that Hashem will choose, which means to the Beis HaMikdash. V'sheireis b'shem Hashem alekov, and he will serve in the name of Hashem his God, even though this was not the time of his Mishmar, he still may bring his own private Karbonos. And then the Pasuk tells us that he may also bring the Karbonos of the Regel, Kichol Echov Halavim Ha'imdim Shom Lefnei Hashem, like all his brothers, the Kohanim, who are standing there before Hashem to serve him. He may join with these Kohanim to bring the Karbonos that are brought for the sake of the Regel. And not only can he be makir of these Karbonos, but also chelek kechelek yechelu, portion for portion they shall eat. The Kohen may take the skins of the Karban Oila brought for the sake of the Regel, and also take part in the flesh of the goats of Karbonos Chatos that are brought for the Regel. However, all other Karbonos that are not brought for the sake of the Regel, he may not take part in, since it's not the time of his Mishmar. Because during the time of Shmuel and David, when the 24 Mishmaros were set up, the Kohanim made an exchange, saying, "You can keep all the Karbonos of your week in exchange for me keeping the Karbonos of my week." So any Karban that was not a personal Karban for that Kohen, nor something brought for the sake of the Regel, belonged solely to that week's Mishmar. That's what the Pasuk means, Levad Mimkarov Al Ha'ovos. He may not take what was transacted by our forefathers. The Pasuk means he may be Makrev certain Karbonos, except for what the Kohanim exchanged in the time of Shmuel and David. Anything that was not a personal Karban, nor a Karban brought for the sake of the Regel, belongs to that week's Mishmar as part of the Kohanim's exchange many years earlier. Zok Rashi Pasuk Vav, V'chiyovai ha-Levi, and when the Levi will come, Yochel beben Levi vadei hakosav medaber, you might think that the Pasuk is talking about a Levi, who is not a Kohen, Talmud Loimar, therefore the Pasuk says, V'sheireis, and he will do the Avodah. Yotzu Leviim, this comes to exclude the Leviim, She'ein Ru'uyin L'Sheirus, who are not eligible to do the Avodah. When the Pasuk says, V'chiyovei ha-Levi, it means when the Kohen will come, who comes from Shevet Levi, because only a Kohen can do the Avodah. Uvo, and he will come, b'chol avas nafshoi, with any desire of his soul, v'sheireis, and he will do the avoda. Li made this come to teach us, ala koin shebo umakrev karbonos nidvosoi, that a koin can come and be makrev his karbon nidava, his voluntary karbonos, oichavosoi, or his karbonos brought as an obligation, v'afilu b'mishbar she'eni shaloi, even at the time when his mishmar is not doing the avoda. Since it's his own personal karban, therefore he may be makrevit even not at the time of his mishmar. And the correct girsa is not to be begaris the davar acher. And Rashi continues, oid limeid. Furthermore, this pasuk teaches us al hakoyanim concerning the koyanim haboim l'regel that are coming on the sholosh regolim shemakrivin va'ovdim bekarbonos haboos machmas haregel. They can be makriv and do the avoda by the karbonos that are brought for the sake of the regel. Kigoin, for example, musafei haregel, the karbonos musafim that are brought by the sholosh regolim, and also the shalmei chagiga, the afal pi she'ena mishmar shalohem, even though it is not the time that their mishmar is doing the avoda. Zok Rashi chelek kechelek yechelu, portion for portion they shall eat. Melamed, this comes to teach us shecholkim ba'oros, that these kohanim may take part in the skins of the karbonos oilois that are brought beregel, ubebasar se'irei chatos, and they can also eat the flesh of the goats of the chatois that are brought for the sake of the regel. Yochel af bidvorim haboim shaloi machmas haregel, I might think they can take part in the karbonos that are not brought for the sake of the regel, kigoin, for example, temidim, the daily Karban Tamid, u'musafei Shabbos, and also in the Musafim, brought for Shabbos, u'nedarim u'nedavois, I might think they can take part in voluntary karbonos that are brought by other people. Tamid Loimar, therefore the Pasuk says, levad mimkorov ala ovois, except for the karbonos that were transacted by the forefathers. Chus mimasha machura ovois, besides for what the forefathers sold, bimei David u'shmuel, in the days of David and Shmuel. Shenikvu ha-mishmores, when the mishmores were set up, u'machu zelozeh, and the kohanim sold to each other, saying, tul ato shabbatcha, you take your week, fani etol shabbosi, and I will take my week. A kohen's personal carbon, and also a carbon brought for the sake of the regel, any kohen may take part in it. However, any other carbon goes to the mishmar that is doing the avodah for that week. And the pasuk continues, Ki ata bo el oretz, when you come into the land, asher Hashem alekecha noisein loch, that Hashem your God is giving you, lo silmad la'asois, you shall not learn to do kisayavois hagoyim ohem, like the abominations of these nations. And since the pasuk says, lo silmad la'asois, you shall not learn about these abominations in order to do them, we can infer that you may not learn about them la'asois to do them. However, you may learn about them to understand how corrupt they are, in order to teach your children what not to do. Le'silmad la'asois, don't learn about them to do them, but you may learn about them in order to teach others not to do them. And the pasuk continues, lo'yimotzei v'cha, there shall not be found among you, ma'avir b'noi u'bitoi bo'esh, one who causes his son or his daughter to pass through the fire. As Rashi tells us, this is the avodah zarah of Moilech, where they make two bonfires, and the father causes his son or his daughter to go through the fires. According to Rashi, the child is not consumed by the fire. However, according to the Ramban, the child is consumed and killed by the fire. And this was the way they served the avodah zarah of Moilech. Koseim kesamim, one who does superstitions with a stick, as Rashi explains, through the stick he decides if he should go or he should not go. As the Chizkuni explains, that he measures a certain area with a stick, and he places the stick on the ground, and he says, I will go. Then he moves the stick further in order to continue the measuring, and says, I will not go, until he measures the entire area. Wherever the stick will come out at the end of the measuring, that will decide if he should go or he should not go. If it ends at the point where he is up to, I will go, then he goes. If it ends at the point that is up to, I will not go, then he does not go. That is the explanation according to the Chizkuni. Me'oinein, somebody should not be a me'oinein, as Rashi says, tupshatim in the word me'oinein. Either it comes from the word oina, a season. A person should not say that a certain season is good to start something and a certain season is bad, because this is a superstition. Or it comes from the word einayim, eyes, and it is referring to oichse einayim, the people who are illusionists. They fool people's eyes into thinking that they are doing witchcraft when really they are just performing an illusion. Umenachesh, and one who makes decisions based on occurrences, he will say that it is a certain sign if a piece of bread fell out of his mouth or if a deer blocked him on his way. Umechashev, and one who performs witchcraft. Vechoyver chover, and one through witchcraft who gathers different types of chayos and snakes and scorpions together. Vishoyel oiv, and one who inquires of oiv, which is the type of witchcraft where the practitioner brings up the spirit of the dead person into his armpit, and the dead spirit speaks from his armpit. V'yidoini, where the practitioner takes the bone of a chaya called yodua and places it in his mouth, and the bone would speak. The yodua was a chaya called the adnei hasode. Its features were like that of a human, with a face, hands, and feet. However, it was attached to the ground with a long cord. Anything that came within its reach would be instantly destroyed. The only way to kill this beast was to shoot an arrow into its cord, detaching it from the ground. So they would take a bone from this chaya, yodua, place it in their mouths, and the bone would speak. That was the witchcraft of Yidoni. V'dorish el ha-mesim, and one should not consult the dead by bringing up the spirits of the dead onto his male organ, or by speaking and asking questions to the skulls. Kisayavas Hashem kol oisei eile, because anybody who does any of these things are doing an abomination to Hashem. Uviglal hatoyevus ha'ele, and because of these abominations, Hashem Elokecha morish oisam yiponecha, Hashem your God is chasing these goyim away from you. Tamim tiyeh, you should be wholehearted with Hashem and not delve into what is in store in the future. Then, im Hashem Elokecha, you will be with Hashem and part of his portion. If you have wholesome faith in Hashem, all the magicians and the prophets will be meaningless to you, because Hashem will reverse any evil prediction against Klal Yisrael. Zok Rashi lo silmad la'asois, you shall not learn about these abominations in order to do them. Aval atalomad, however you may learn them, lehovin ulahoreis, to understand them and to teach. Kalomar, this means to say, lehovin ma'aseihem, in order to understand their deeds, kamahem kolkolim, how corrupt they are, ulahoreis levonecho, and to teach your children, lo sasa kach v'kach, do not do this and this, shezehu choyko akum, because this is the ritual of the goyim. And the pasuk says, there shall not be found among you, maver benoi ubito bo'esh, one who causes his son or his daughter to pass through the fire. So Rashi, he avoides hamoylech, this is the avoida of the avoidah zara moylech. Oysa medureis esh mikan umikan, he makes a bonfire on both sides, uma'aviroi ben shteyem, and he causes his son or his daughter to pass through both of these bonfires. Koisem kesamim, the word koisem means a piece of wood. Zokrashi, ezehu koisem, what is a koisem? Ha'oiches es makloi, one who holds on to a stick, va'omer, and says, im eilech, im loy eilech, shall I go, or shall I not go? V'chein hu omer, and so it says in the pasuk in Hoshea, ami be'etza yishal, my nation will ask a piece of wood, umakloi yagidloi, and the stick will tell him what to do. Ma'oinein, zokrashi, Rabbi Kiva omer, elu noisnei oinois. Rabbi Kiva says, this is referring to people who give signs by the seasons. They say a certain season is a good time to start, and a certain season is a bad time to start. So the word ma'oinein comes from the word oina, a season. Sh'omrim oina plonis yofa l'haschil. They say, this season is a good season to start. V'chachomim oimrim, and the chachomim say, elu oichsei ho'inayim, these are the people who perform illusions. They are able to trick people's eyes into thinking that they are doing kishuv, witchcraft. According to this pshat, the word ma'oinein comes from the word einayim. Minachesh, one who makes decisions based on occurrences. Pita naflami piv, he says that it means something if a piece of bread falls out of his mouth. Svi hifsiko baderech, it means something if a deer stops him on the way. Makloi naflami yodai, or if a stick fell from his hand. V'choyver chover, and the word choyver chover means to gather together. Shemitzarif nechoshim oyakravim oyshar chayais, he gathers together snakes or scorpions or other chayas, lemokem echa, to one place through witchcraft. Vishoyel oiv, ze mechashefois sheshmoi pisoim, this is the witchcraft which is called pisoim. Umidaber misechyoi, and he causes the dead spirit to speak from his armpit. Umala esameis bebeis hasechi shaloi, because he brings up the dead spirit into his armpit. Viyadoini, machnes etzem chaya sheshmoi yadua, he places the bone of the chaya that's name is Yodua l'toich piv into his mouth. Umedaber ho'etzem al yidei mechashefois, and the bone speaks through witchcraft. V'dorish el ha'mesim, and he consults the dead people. Kigoin hamala b'zachrusoi, one who brings up the dead spirit onto his male organ. V'anishal b'golgoyles, and one who asks skulls different questions. Kol oisei ele, zok Rashi, oisei kol ele loy nemar, it does not say that it is an abomination to Hashem, one who does all of these things. Elo, what does it say? Kol oisei ele, anybody who does any of these things. Afilu achas mehem, even one of them. If the pasuk would have said, kisei avas Hashem, oisei kol ele, it's an abomination to Hashem for anyone to do all of these things, that means it's only a tayeva if you do all of them. However, the pasuk does not say that. It says, kisei avas Hashem, kol oisei ele, it's an abomination to Hashem, anybody who does any of these things, even if you only do one of these things. Because if the pasuk would have said, oisei kol ele, then the word kol would be going on the word ele. Kol ele, if he does all of these things. However, since the pasuk says, kol oisei ele, the word kol is going on oisei. Kol oisei, anyone who does ele, even one of these things. Zok Rashi tamim tiyeh im Hashem lekecho, Hisalich imay bitmimus, you should go with Hashem with wholeheartedness. Bitetzapeloi, and you should look ahead to Him. V'loy tachkor achar ho'esidois, you shall not delve into the future. Elo kol ma sheyovei alecho, rather anything that comes upon you. Kabel bitmimus, you should accept with wholeheartedness. The oz, and then tiyeh imay ulechelkoi, you will be with Hashem and part of His portion. Tamim tiyeh, if you go with Hashem with wholeheartedness, im Hashem alikecho, then you will be part of Hashem's portion.